Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. And you never sinned, but suffered as if you did. And all authority, every victory is yours. All authority, every victory is yours. Thank you, Jesus. Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all of our praise, 'cause you overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. You overcame. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Power in hand, speaking the Father's plan. You're sending us out, light in this broken land. Thank you, Jesus. And all authority, every victory is yours. Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all of our praise. 'Cause you overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. 'Cause you overcame. And we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone will overcome. Yes, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone will overcome. Yes, we will overcome. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone will overcome. Yes, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all of our praise. You are a King. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. Jesus, you overcame.
Yeah.
You overcame, Jesus. You overcame, Lord Jesus. You overcame.
That's right.
And we can be overcomers because He is an overcomer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen.
Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. I want to start off in 2 Peter. And we look at the first verse of 2 Peter. I got some really neat things. I've been studying 2 Peter. I got some really neat things. I was sharing just a little bit with you this morning to have you discuss it. Got me out here. Okay? Mm-hmm. It says here in the very first Peter, the very first verse of 1 Peter, or 2 Peter, chapter 1. 2 Peter, chapter 1. Now, why am I starting at the second letter instead of the first letter? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. You know, sometimes you just start in the second letter instead of the first. I don't know why, you know.
Because there's different information you needed for the second.
I guess this is where I'm supposed to be. Just don't worry about it. Just go with it, okay?
Yeah.
So, Simon Peter says, Simon Peter, and I'll be reading from, this is James Version. It's Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained life precious faith. Mm-hmm. I know what that actually means. It's a faith of equal standing. Mm-hmm. Faith of equal standing. Yeah, life precious faith. With us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, here's Peter. He is the apostle, right? He's the one everybody listens to, right? He's the leader of the group, or fact, or whatever you want to call it, all right? Mm-hmm. And so he's the one that's got everybody's attention. He's the one, and yet he comes in and says, I'm a servant. Mm-hmm. I'm sent out. I'm a missionary of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay? That wasn't a big church office at that time, by the way. Mm-hmm. All right? This was just, you're a missionary, you know? But he says, to them that have obtained a faith of what? Equal standing. Mm-hmm. Like precious faith. With who? With us.
Yeah.
He said, look, you know, you guys in faith, we're all equal. Right? Mm-hmm. And he says, how do we get this faith? He says, it's the righteousness of God. And our Savior Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I never thought of faith being connected so much with righteousness. Just thinking.
Yeah. Well, faith comes from
hearing and hearing the word of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we obtain what by faith? We obtain righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of righteousness do we obtain? God's righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we don't have any righteousness of our own, right?
Have you
right.
Ever heard of righteousness with faith, though?
No.
I had.
So we get our righteousness because of our faith. We actually get the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
You see, we get His righteousness in us when the Holy Spirit enters us. God looks at us and He says, well, Ray looks right.
No, Jesus looks right.
Because all I see is the Holy Spirit in Him.
Yes.
You see, He looks on the heart, right? He looks on the Holy Spirit there. He says, I see righteousness in Ray. He doesn't see the dirty, filthy rags.
No.
Well, I see it, everybody else sees. He sees the righteousness of Christ in it. Mm-hmm. That's humble.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
But we have to be careful, make sure we see what God sees in people.
That's right. And in ourselves.
We look on the outer.
We look on the outer, and he sees the inner.
Yeah.
He looks on the heart, right?
And so he sees what's so good in you that he wants to get it out on the outside, and we should see that in other people.
Yeah.
We should see all the good in them.
Exactly.
Not that we'll, because God's not going to allow you just to do anything. I mean, he loves you too much to do that.
Right.
We should see the goodness in them to help get the goodness out.
Pull it out, mm-hmm. Yes.
That's good.
Now, that word righteousness, we all know what that means, right? But the world doesn't. And that's what I wanted us to talk about today. Okay? What does the world see when they see righteousness? Okay?
Behavior.
All right. Behavior. Let me read something to you. I took that word and I said, okay, let me look up the Greek word. Okay, and I won't try to pronounce it. It's a big long thing, okay? But the Thayer definition, Strong's has a definition. Thayer was a famous Greek scholar and everything. He gave these definitions for the word righteousness. Okay, he gave several different.
What is the second one? I know Strong's, but I never heard of the other guy.
Thayer?
Thayer.
Thayer.
Can you get it in the Bible store?
Oh, yeah. I got it on my phone. I got it on my computer. It's very well known. Yeah. He goes into a little bit more detail than Strong does. I read them both because they both have advantages and stuff. But anyway, Thayer gives a definition. And when he gives a definition of the word, he gives a definition where it's used everywhere. Okay. But he says, in a broad sense, the state of him who is as he ought to be.
That's good.
Who is what ought to be. Righteousness is what ought to be. And my favorite definition of righteousness is, it's the way God wants things to be. Right? It's the way God wants things to be.
Uh-huh.
All right? A condition acceptable to God, the doctrine concerning the way in which man may attain this state approved of God. Another definition, integrity, virtue, purity of life, rightness, correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. And then in a narrower sense, he says, justice or the virtue which gives each his due.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all. That's good. But let's look at what he says here. And let's think of these words here. He says integrity, virtue, purity of life, righteousness, that
mm-hmm.
makes sense. Correctness,
yes,
of thinking, feeling, and acting,
mm-hmm.
and justice. Right? Now, if you went to talk to, say, a middle school student in one of our public high schools, didn't go to church, and you said some of these words, they might know what they were. All right? They
mm-hmm.
might know what these words were. Better than they know what righteousness is.
They might think it was, they use this line, righteous, like,
hey,
right, you're up there,
yeah.
You're pretty important.
That's a buzzword today, yeah. It's a buzzword. But, I got to thinking about it, and I begin to look at these words, I begin to notice something about them that kind of struck me. What strikes you about those words? Now think, middle school, public school student, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They can't teach you. They can't teach about God in school, can they? So they have to talk about these words without talking about God.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's their precepts, is what they're talking about, these words about God.
Yeah. See, so the teacher can't say, supposedly by law, can't say God and these words together, all right? But can you talk about these words apart from God?
Mm-mm. Not in truth.
Brother David, you spoke up. Mm-hmm. How do you define virtue? Or integrity,
without talking about God.
Okay. What's the basis of purity of life? What is impure?
Mm-hmm.
Without talking about God.
Yeah.
Who defines what purity is?
He does.
Who defines what rightness is?
God does.
What is wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you don't have God in the conversation, what's your basis for these things? This is the challenge. If you're teaching in school, this is the challenge, is to talk about these things without ever talking about them. Who defines what's right? What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You see, what is being, you're going to run into this when you're talking to your grandchildren or their friends, and they come over and you're talking to them about this. You need to tell them these things have a basis in the Bible. These have a basis in God.
Mm-hmm.
You see, what is correct? What is correct and what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What's incorrect?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Well, let's see. You know, they teach in school the theory of evolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
That everything just came from this little amoeba.
What
little single cell animal, you know, and everything just developed from nothing and got to us.
Well,
it
takes
faith
to believe that.
Let me ask you something. I have a hard time seeing where evolution can develop integrity.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
How can evolution create someone of virtue?
No way.
I don't see it. How can evolution create someone who's pure?
No.
Or who's loving? Right? Or who's just? You know what justice is in evolution? Strongest one wins.
That's exactly right.
Isn't that right?
Loudest mouth.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Survival of the fittest, right?
Yeah.
That's the atheist view of justice.
Yeah.
The biggest, the strongest, the meanest, the baddest wins.
Mm-hmm.
What is justice? It's defined by God.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
And see, you can't talk about this. I ran into this with the word just goodness, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when Jesus was talking to the young ruler that came to him, he said, good teacher, we know that. Jesus says, hey, well, you call me good. There's none good but God.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that the only way that you can understand what good is to look at what God does.
Amen.
Yeah.
And say, that's good.
Amen.
That's right.
Did you know that? That's the only way you know what God is. We have our, you know, if you talk to people, talk to this middle school student, and you ask him what is good, right? And he'll say all kinds of things. But the only definition of good that Jesus brought us is whatever God does.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever God does. You can't look at what God does and say, was that good or bad?
Mm-hmm.
You can only look at what God does and say, that's what good is.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see what a big jump that is?
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge leap.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a huge leap, right? So when you're talking to these students, okay, when you have an opportunity, and you will have an opportunity to talk to these young people, they need to know that, you know, virtue is what God is.
Mm-hmm.
Integrity is what God has.
Mm-hmm.
Purity of life.
Yeah.
That's what God has.
Amen.
Rightness, you want to know what rightness? See what God's doing.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right? You want to know what correctness of thinking, feeling, at? Look at Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Read his life.
Yeah.
Man.
What he did was correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
What he thought was correct.
Yes.
What he felt was correct. Yes. What he acted, what he did was correct.
Amen.
That's how you define these words. Mm-hmm. Justice. Was it just that God did this or did that or this? What are you talking about? You don't set a judgment on God as to whether he's just. Rather, he's your standard.
Amen.
Yeah.
By which you judge by.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that spiritual judgment.
I like this.
That's right. That's right. Whatever he did was just.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
because he's our guide for what is just. Without that guide, we don't even know what justice is.
No.
But these terms even exist without him. You know, it would all be who's biggest, who's baddest, who's the strongest, who's the meanest.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have these terms, would we? See, so I tell you this so that you know they're not being taught to
That's
link
true.
These things to God in public school. We're going to run into kids like this.
Standard.
Yeah, they don't have that.
That's the Bible.
Absolute standard. You're right. So,
it's okay, maybe if you live together for 4 years and then
yeah.
decide to get married. You know, the end result is
right.
fine. You know, it's okay if you don't want no more children if you have an abortion, because I have some rights and this child might be poor and not have, and we're being kind. So, you know.
Yes,
but that's not God's standard.
That's not God's standard.
That's not.
You know, with Adam and Eve, and I'm going to end with this, they were in the garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had no knowledge of good anymore. What did they know? They only knew good.
Mm-hmm.
All they knew was
good.
God.
Good. Yeah.
Right? That's all they knew.
Mm-hmm.
But when they ate the fruit,
the eyes came open.
They began to know what?
Good and evil.
Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Good is God. Evil, not God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And they were separated from God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Died. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They died. They got separated from God, and suddenly they knew evil.
Mm-hmm.
They knew he's not God.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now we are back with God.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we can know what good is because we know God.
Amen.
We can know what righteousness is
mm-hmm.
because we know God.
Amen.
And
mm-hmm.
anytime anybody comes up and says, well, you know, God isn't, you know, he killed all those people in the Old Testament. He did this and he did that. He caused Job to have all that bad stuff. That's just not good. That's not, if you call that, you know, you'll hear people talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you don't understand. You're starting from the wrong place.
Yeah.
It's not for you to decide what's good and evil.
Yeah.
You got to start from the right place.
Ooh,
God
good.
Is good.
Yeah.
Amen.
Not God.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to be.
I'm raising
them
both ways.
Amen.
She'd be doing
right.
this.
Yeah.
She's raising her hands. All right, she's got her stuff right there, so we're going to stop. But that's just focus on God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, focus on God. We thank Him for doing this. And
bless
Him. Amen. We'll say a blessing. Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you are righteous, that you are good, and we just say your kingdom come, your will be
yes,
done
Lord.
On earth as it is in heaven. Bring the goodness of you down to earth.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, bring it to pass through us. Through us. May we speak your goodness and may we speak your righteousness. Father, bless this food. Bless our fellowship time together. Bless everyone who speaks. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen, amen, amen.